Tristram Shandy is a novel that has sometimes been thought of as a modernist novel avant la lettre, before its time, that it belongs truly with the great modernist works of writers like Virginia Woolf or James Joyce, both of whom were enormous admirers of Sterne. But certainly in its own day, it spawned a host of imitations. Some of them came out very, very quickly. There were writers who tried to cash in on Sterne by, and the popularity of Sterne's book, by publishing their own continuation of Tristram Shandy as it came out over the years. There were more considered imitations by people like the Irish novelist Henry Brooke, for instance, in his novel The Fool of Quality, which is often thought of as the first novel about childhood in English literature, by other lesser novelists, lesser known novelists like Richard Griffith and so on. So it had an immediate impact. But the degree of self-consciousness that you have in Tristram Shandy was also very, very important, because telling stories or telling, you know, histories, adventures, lives can seem a very unproblematic activity, as it is at the beginning with Robinson Crusoe. He just gets on and says, I was born here and I did, and so on. And the same with Smollett and Roderick Random. But one of the things that Sterne, perhaps more than almost any other writer of the 18th century, did was to encourage readers to think about how stories were told, about the way, the means of representation. And I suppose it's that element of the book, more than almost anything else, that certainly had an influence. And it had a massive influence. It had an influence on, tempted to say, almost every major European writer, and many who didn't make use of it. For instance, I mean, you could say Wordsworth could not have written The Prelude without the example of Sterne and Tristram Shandy. Byron could not have written his great comic poem Don Juan without the example of Tristram Shandy, because both of these are autobiographical poems which are also very artful and very thoughtful about how you represent experience. But you get Pushkin in Eugene Onegin, for instance. Again, hard to imagine that work without Sterne, and so on. And you could go right the way through the 19th century thinking of similar examples. It's an extraordinary fact that Tristram Shandy was a favourite book both of Nietzsche, the philosopher Nietzsche, and of Karl Marx, which perhaps not everybody would expect. When you get into modernism in the 20th century, when you get to Virginia Woolf, when you get to James Joyce, then you do see this made very, very clear indeed. Both Woolf and Joyce, as I've said, are very explicit in paying homage to Sterne. And Joyce, when he wanted to explain Work in Progress, the fiction that would become Finnegan's Wake, actually very explicitly described it in terms that he says were typical of all novels, only he's trying to bring these different planes of existence all together in a single work. And he ends up that account, have you ever read Tristram Shandy? Very explicit, and that influence goes on today. Writers like Salman Rushdie, for instance, or Orhan Pamuk have acknowledged the influence of Tristram Shandy. So it does, in very real ways, particularly, I think, through its engagement with forms of representation, has continued to influence the novel. And there is something very remarkable about that in many ways, because you asked earlier about the novel being puzzling, and many readers were puzzled by it. Samuel Johnson, as I've said, talked about the book being odd. And yet in the 1920s, in a very different cultural context, the Russian formalist critic Viktor Shklovsky talked about Tristram Shandy as the most typical novel of world literature. Now, this is an immediate post-revolutionary Russia, age of futurism and so on. What did Shklovsky mean by that? Well, I think what he essentially meant was that Tristram Shandy appears odd, but it's not actually odd at root, because Tristram Shandy has all the elements that we expect from a novel, whatever you expect from a novel. There is a plot, there are characters, there are ideas, there are interactions between the different characters and so on. But all of these things that we expect from a novel occur in a way that we don't expect. They're actually put together, they're disassembled and then reassembled in a different way. But in the very act of doing that, Stern enables readers to today to understand better what a novel actually is.